It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doc, how you holding up?
Doing well, thanks. Still warm.
For now. You know what I think? And Kevin brought this up earlier. When we get as cold as we're going to get this weekend, he goes, it's a tick killer.
It is. Isn't that good news?
I don't know. You've dealt with this so much, and I know periodically the subject comes up on the show because people are dealing with it, but it is one of the, at least, upside. If you're looking for good news, if you're going to take a walk outside, you're not going to get ticks on you today or tonight.
That's true. They don't come up until it's 32 degrees or higher. They'll even come up through the snow to get a blood meal, but it's not. The snow's going to insulate them a bit, of course, down deep. It's not going to kill them, but 20 degree and below weather for 3 weeks, not that we all like that kind of cold weather, is a huge, huge tick, you know, population killer of the ticks. Mm. And that's what we'd all like to see because it's been so miserable the last few years.
Wow. And Dr. Mike, I have a small backyard, but the deer come up and sit in it in the middle of the night. They'll sleep, take a nap or something like that. Are they bringing their ticks and putting them in my grass?
Yeah, but, you know, the ticks like to stay on the animal, and they drop off when they're laying eggs. So, yes, they are. Rabbits are, too, and so are mice. They say the average field mouse has 9 deer ticks. Oh. So think about that.
What?
I know.
You serious?
I'm sure. There was actually a study down in Louisiana that was published that suggested that the field mice that had the deer tick lived longer than field mice without deer tick. And they didn't make a symbiotic relationship, meaning that it causes them to live longer, but that just happened to be one of the observations in the study. Isn't that a scary thought?
Yeah, plus, what if one of those field mice, when it gets cold, like it's going to be this weekend, start digging into your house, and then the next thing you know, they're on your counter.
I'm duct taping my garage door shut. They're not getting in.
Biggest argument for a cat in the house. That's the biggest argument. I send them downstairs to go hunting. I go, hey, go down there and do your job. You got to work for your living.
How many cats do you have?
3.
Yeah, if you live on a rural farm area like you do, you got to have some kind of felines.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And they're such good company anyways, but they're when they want to be, of course. But they are great hunters.
All right, we got questions. Kevin's got number one.
Mary in Mount Lebanon has a question. Dear Dr. Mike, this week my schnauzer developed a cyst on his shoulder which drained brown fluid. He was evaluated that same day that it was drained and prescribed antibiotics. The vet said that it will most likely return and suggested that laser treatment is an option. Several of our schnauzers have had the same cysts which were surgically removed when they occurred by our 2 veterinarians who recently retired. Is laser treatment a good option?
So I like that option. Now, remember, you can use a laser to blow a missile out of the sky, and you can use it to do therapy on a bad joint. You can also use it to do surgery to remove a cyst. So that is a good option if that's what your veterinarian is referring to. A therapeutic laser on a cyst, I haven't ever seen that work. If it's not one that does surgery, I haven't ever seen that work. But I usually surgically remove them. These cysts are like, I think of them like a grape. They have a skin, so when they rupture, you know, the contents come out, but you still have that lining in there, and if you don't get it out, they'll come back. So that's why we usually recommend that, you know, we take them out. Some veterinarians cauterize them. Some of them freeze them, and I like to remove them too, just like those older vets that had retired that you talked about. Maybe that's the old school way. But, laser's a good option, and in the hands of a skilled laser surgeon, it's a fantastic idea. So, just speak to them about, is that what they're doing? Are they actually removing the whole cyst or not? And that's what I would want done.
This is like the animal version of Dr. Pimple Popper.
There you go. Yes, that's exactly the same. Thank goodness these cysts are benign, but they can get large and, they can get many. It's a nightmare when dogs get those.
All right, Ted in Westview. Dear Dr. Mike, heard you mention soaking our dog's feet when he comes in from the snow. Is that necessary on all dogs or just those with sensitive feet? I've never heard of doing that before, and I don't think we ever saw any foot problems. What's up?
I think that he might be mistaken, that me talking about pets that have allergies that are licking their paws all the time, I would say dip their feet in a white vinegar, you know, 10%, you know, 90, fill up the cup with 90% warm water and the rest with white vinegar. And then you can dip their feet in and out, you know, before they go outside. And then when they come back in, let them drip dry, and that helps cut through the dander. But if you're talking this time of year, it's to wipe the rock salt away, just warm water or a wet rag. And you know, when they go out, the ice and snow can be irritating in their pads between their digits. And wiping them away with a warm cloth is a kind thing to do. But even the pet safe salts aren't always what I consider pet safe. They still cause a lot of irritation. So it's a good idea to wipe that away. And I think that's what you might have heard me talking about, the other solution for the allergy pets.
Shannon and Craig in West Mifflin have a question. Dear Dr. Mike, our new puppy is drinking and peeing all the time. After several trials with antibiotics, our vet cultured the urine and found an E. coli infection is still present. Will this ever end? We can't get him housebroken like this. Help.
That is very difficult. And you should not withhold water, because when you have a urinary tract infection, flushing that bladder is a great thing to do, is to, you know, keep, and you're inclined to want to hold the water so they stop peeing so much, but don't do that. Yes, it will end. Here's a good trick, and there are a lot of studies on this. Cranberry D-mannose, D-M-A-N-N-O-S-E. You can get it in a health food store. You can get it online. It's a natural way to try to replace the antibiotic. Several studies suggest that it helps. It has what we call anti-adhesive properties. It prevents the bacteria from adhering to the inside wall of the bladder and the urethra, so that helps to prevent the infection from reoccurring. And I've had dogs, puppies especially, they get, as they're going through hormone changes, it's like us when we get acne, they will get inflammation of the bladder lining. We call it puppy cystitis. And then that can lead to an infection, because the inflammation becomes an opportunity for bacteria to grab on. And if you give something like cranberry D-mannose, will help prevent that. Probiotics are another good thing to do. And, of course, your veterinarian will always have to at least do a urine analysis, you know, look at that urine and maybe do a culture and sensitivity like your vet did if it's not going away. But I have found that cranberry D-mannose works fantastic on puppies. I would recommend it for every puppy that's exhibiting those signs, at least to try it. You're not going to hurt them.
What's it like to be so smart? Fortunately, I don't think Kevin and I have that problem, but God.
Well, you know, you have these tricks that you learn over the years. I remember that was NAMA that used to say, oh, drink your cranberry juice. Well, then they finally did studies on it, and guess what? It works. Not in every case, but it really does help. I think in a woman's study, they had like 300 women in the study, and 98 of those people got recurrent UTIs after the antibiotic was through. They put them on cranberry D-mannose, and then they put them on an antibiotic, and guess what? The cranberry D-mannose worked better on that population at preventing recurrence, and it was well over like 68% of them did not get another urinary tract infection. So Nana was right.
we're getting cranberry shots here. Doc, stay warm. We'll talk to you next week. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great weekend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.